like, you know, the he call it some, but it soot, that's right. Soot of getting stopped up in it. Well, they would point it out. You see a big blaze standing out in there, sometimes thought the house was kitchen. Well, the kitchen, the flue smoking and going half cooking.
Yeah. You had a cook stove?
Yeah, wood cook stove. We had one, I didn't keep it. I tried to keep the thing, but I don't know what, why to get rid of the wood. I got a pump out down there with my mailbox on, but I used to pump water down there on the status grid. It had long, hound, big old spout on. Yeah, I did a lot of that. I had about 20, I did a lot of little things coming up, because they had about 70 or 80 mules on the Jaeger farm. Well, that a job they would give me, pump water for them.
70 or 80?
80 mules, yeah.
They must have had a lot of families living
there. Oh, Lord. I can show you the farm where they own, and you don't see hardly nobody out there left that's on them little old projects the government let them have. And you couldn't go for, you couldn't go 300 yards for a house, every 300 yards or 200, a house. And a bunch of kids at each one of them. They had a big store out there, Mounds. They had a big store out there, and that's where they furnished them groceries and clothes. They had everything it was out there for them. It was a post office. Post office out there, it was a, they had a big cemetery. If somebody died, it's too cold to bury. I mean, it, like some of my people died, and they didn't have money enough to bury them, you know. They kept a warehouse or coffin. They'd go up there and just pick him out of a coffin. They'd go in the store and get him a suit of clothes. They'd take care of the people they'd be
there. Yeah. What kind of a place out in front of it?
Yeah, what it had. See, your farm place was built just like I told you, that chair.
Yeah.
Well, just say if your farm place was built here and some chimney grew up, this mantelpiece grew up across here.
Yeah.
Well, down here was about 3 or 4 feet of brick. That's out from your fireplace. That if, to say that was built, that if fire would fall out,
uh-huh,
it would fall on brick and wouldn't fall on wood.
You call that the...
What did they call that thing?
Yeah,
what? What wouldn't it...
You don't remember?
I sure don't.
Okay.
I really don't remember what they call that coming out there.
Yeah, but you had to clean out the fireplace.
Sure did. About three times a week.
Hardwood would leave what color?
A hardwood?
Yeah. The pine left black.
Black, eh? This is light.
Yeah.
Real light.
White, eh?
White, I would say white. Because we burn ash and,
Did you use that ash for anything?
Ashwood?
Yeah.
We the ashes or the ash?
The ashes.
Yeah, it made live soap out of them. Soap. It makes soap.
Uh-huh.
Take it and put it into fat, just like they kill hogs and have fat meat.
Yeah.
And they take that, they call that lye. It makes, the ashes would be the same as lye.
Yes, sir.
And that would make, they cook all that together and then let it get hard and then they cut it up and it would be soap.
Yeah. How many there were y'all? I mean, just counting you and your brothers and sisters.
I had a brother and one sister.
What were their names?
Sarah Oliver and Walter and Reuben. My name Reuben, Sarah Oliver, Reuben. But they didn't live with, they was with my mother till she died.
Yeah.
They was with my Maria, original mother, till she died. And then my uncle and them taking them. See, my grandmother raised me. I was born in her house.
Yeah.
And she taking me, wouldn't let me go. So she kept me.
Hmm.
See, I was born in, I would say, Sarah Reed's house. That was my grandmother.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't let Florence, that was my original mother.